Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics for the Journal editorial page based in London. I go to Joe because the India variant, the version of the virus that is said to have started in India, who knows? But the India pandemic now is overwhelming and a tragedy that cannot be stopped. The question is that variant to take over other variants? And London believes so. The headline in the Daily Mail: cases of Indian variant quadruple in 10 days and are already behind 1 in 5 COVID infections, according to the health minister, Matt Hancock. What we're looking at is London ordering to go to 36-year-olds for vaccination. The race is to vaccinate as many people as possible in Britain before the Indian variant becomes dominant. We also have, of course, the timing can't be better, that this is when Great Britain opens to travel to the world, including the United States, though there are caveats, opens for the pubs, opens for restaurant dining, even opens for hugs. So let's be serious in a moment of the Indian variant. Joe, a very good evening to you. India is plagued. You see it in the news every night. Many India's origin UK citizens are speaking to their loved ones. They understand the death rate in Delhi. What I have from my reporting these last days could be as high as 40,000 a day throughout the country. We don't know because the virus has disappeared into the countryside. There's no good reporting. Joe, they don't have enough people to carry out the dead. They're volunteers to get the dead out of the houses in Delhi. They don't have the crematorium to destroy the bodies, so they're building piles of wood in the parking lots. That's how bad it is in India. Now, so when the headlines say Indian variant found in UK, reason to be worried. What is the television saying? What are the newspapers saying in London? Has this affected, to your knowledge, the reopening? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. Well, you have really hit on the heart of the difficulty that people have thinking about what's going on with the India variant, which is the terrible reality that the images people are seeing of the situation in India, where this variant appears to be very common, are just heartrending, to see the suffering and the extent to which the Indian healthcare system has been completely overwhelmed by the coronavirus and particularly this variant of it. And so that understandably makes people very nervous in the UK when this variant starts popping up. And the other concern is that there does appear to be some evidence right now that it is much more transmissible than some of the other strains that were in circulation, which is making people worry that it could speed up, that it could start spreading here more quickly than some of the variants that we already had in the UK. The problem, though, is the perspective that people need to have on this. I mean, the kind of issues that you run into in a situation, the fatality rate for a particular variant, the extent to which the health system will be overrun by patients. There are so many factors there. One of the things that you have to think about is the capacity of the healthcare system. And so I think that certainly the UK would fare better on that score than India has done. The UK also has already vaccinated most of the very vulnerable population here, and that would have a bearing on what the Indian variant in this country would mean specifically. And then we also now know that it appears that the Indian variant, the vaccines work against it as well, which is very good news because that does suggest that the large proportion of the British population that has been vaccinated will have some level of protection. So I think the problem is that these messages are very complicated and sometimes conflict with each other. And so you hear that there are now a large proportion of cases in the UK. But remember, that's a large proportion of what is still a relatively small number, especially compared to some of the earlier peaks. And so I think that there's going to be a challenge here in figuring out how best to distribute vaccine doses to the remaining unvaccinated population to try to nip this in the bud. But it is notable that people are talking about if there were to be some delay to the reopening, it might only need to be by a couple of weeks. And the argument really here concerns the best way to distribute the vaccines to keep this variant from taking hold.
Is there debate about shutting down again, Joe? Do you hear that on the television or in the newspapers? Because Boris Johnson so far has just given what you'd have to say is parental advice. Everyone must play their part, he says. He does not, at this point, indicate what part might mean, including a shutdown. Joe, the Indian variant, whatever it is, can be defeated by the vaccine, but you're nowhere near fully vaccinated population. And if my reporting is correct, the Indian variant was not so keen on just senior people such as myself. It also hit the young and the vibrant. And there was talk of dead children. So we're looking at something that's far more transmissible and may have a profile that strikes the strong as well as the weak. Is that mentioned on the television?
Yes, there's quite a lot of concern about that because that possibility has a lot of really important policy consequences. Now, I mean, in terms of a potential policy response here, right now there does not seem to be any appetite for reimposing lockdown measures. The big debate over this weekend just passed was, of course, Monday marked the next major step in the reopening in England in particular, where indoor dining, drinking in pubs, restaurants, theaters, museums were all allowed to reopen. And so there was this greater degree of indoor mixing. And there had been some suggestions over the weekend that maybe the government should delay that step. But in the event, Boris Johnson's government pushed ahead with that. Instead, there is probably what I think is a more productive argument going on around the distribution of vaccines. And I think that the two schools of thought here are either that the government should stick with its current vaccination plan, which is to go in descending age order. So right now they're in people who are in their upper 30s, and then they would switch to the people who are in their early 30s, and then you would get into the late 20s and the early 20s and go down that way, versus what I think might be a more effective suggestion that you have from some people, that they should actually do surge vaccination in areas that are currently experiencing the India variant, because it's not like that variant is evenly distributed across the country. There are some hot spots, particularly in towns in the north of the country, and leaders there are saying, look, just give us enough doses to vaccinate everyone, instead of having to stick to this strict national age-based policy. And then maybe we have some hope here if we can get some of these younger people who aren't eligible nationally, but we will have vaccinated everyone in the area that is the hot spot for the India variant. And that's the kind of policy discussion people are having here. And I think that is probably more productive in terms of controlling the virus than another lockdown would be. And it's also more politically sustainable than another lockdown would be at this point.
I mentioned, according to the reporting in London, the AstraZeneca, the controversial, much talked about, sometimes rebuffed AstraZeneca, is said to be 97% protection from the India variant, from the infection. So what we're looking at is a success of a product of Europe, a product of the UK that has been supported. To my knowledge, that's all. There's much more coming. I believe GlaxoSmithKline has a vaccine coming. There's much more coming. But, Joe, there are said to be neighborhoods in London where you live that are resistant to the vaccine, especially neighborhoods that are associated with immigrants coming from overseas. I suspect that's true throughout all of England. Why that's particularly sensitive is because the India variant will take hold and will mutate among you. And that's the large concern. Is there talk of the government in some fashion forcing people to be vaccinated? Anything like that, Joe?
There is no discussion of forced vaccination here, but it certainly is a challenge. The vaccination uptake in the UK, I think, has been much higher than it has been in the US or in parts of Europe, frankly. We're in much higher proportions of people who fall into the eligible groups as they continue expanding them. A much higher proportion of those eligible people who've been getting the vaccine than you would see elsewhere. I think that they do have a problem in some ethnic minority groups, which is a story that is repeated in a lot of places. Here, I think that you have some ethnic communities from South Asia might be a bit more reluctant to have the vaccine, or people of African background might be a little more reluctant to receive it. And I think the government here has been doing the smart thing, which is really trying to focus on information campaigns and outreach that will encourage them to accept the vaccine instead of forcing them to accept it. And I think that's right, because in that kind of situation where some of the reluctance is rooted in a deeper suspicion of the government itself, I think then trying to achieve something by forcing people to do it is going to end up being pretty counterproductive.
I'm speaking with Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. And the reopening, the celebration, is not postponed, but there is great hesitation in the UK. I mention that they're not just headlines about the Indian variant. People are crowding the borders to leave, to go overseas. They're permitted to go to countries that have the color green associated, even the color amber. And the headlines point to the fact that the queues, that's a line in American talk, the queues are very long and crowded at the airports, at the exits. And the India variant only makes this much more concerning. However, we'll turn to vaccine nationalism when we come back, because there are concerns in other countries, not just about the Indian variant, but about travelers now that the Europeans and the Americans are reopening our economies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.